Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ben Drusai, or Ben Drusai, was a thief, a ganav. So why are we talking about him? Well, he must have had some schus. It's brought down what his schus is, but we won't talk about it right now. We use him as a way of measuring something when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. Now, Ben Drusai was always on the run, because he didn't want the police to catch him. So, if he had to cook something to eat, he didn't really have much time. So, he would only get a chance to cook it, the way the Batanura learns over here, a third way. We use that in Hilchas Shabbos as a certain level of cooking. If it's Kamachul Ben Drusai, it's already considered, in regard to certain halachas, cooked. Now, Chazal were skin, and we discussed this earlier, that if you have a pot cooking on the oven, even if you hold like the base, Hillel who say it's okay for your pot and your fire to do malacha for you on Shabbos as long as you're not doing it. But I'm sure you've seen before supper, sometimes your mother goes over to the pot, lifts the cover and stirs it a little bit or mixes it. And in those days when they had coals, sometimes you had to stir up the coals a little bit to get them to burn. And this is what Chazal were very concerned about. That if someone puts something up right before Shabbos, he may forget that it's Shabbos, and even after the Zman, stir it a little bit. And Chas v'Shalom, he would be over in Isser D'Araisa. So therefore Chazal said, and even the Beis Hillel would agree over here, that it has to be cooked at least a third way through, Kamachul Ben Drusai, prior to Shabbos. Of course, it depends which types of food, and how exactly things are cooking. And as we all know, you have to have a blech, and there are other takanas, but we won't do all of Hilchas Shabbos now, just enough to understand the Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah, ein tzaylin, we may not roast, basar, meat, batzal, onions, ubeya, or eggs, ella only, kidei sheyatzaylu mi ba'odyon. You have to put them up early enough so that it has already been roasted while it is still day. It doesn't have to be completely roasted, but it has to be kamachul ben drusai, which is at least, according to many shitas, a third. For that matter, zakta mishnah vayter, ein noisnin, you cannot place pas bread, lataner, in the oven, im chashecha, near nightfall, v'loi charara, and you also can't place a cookie or a piece of cake, al gabi gecholim, over coals, ella only, unless you put it up early enough, kidei, so that she yikrimu faneha. Yikrimu means like a crust. The krum is a crust. So that there is sufficient time for the upper surface, that's the punin, to crust meba'odyam. You know, a dough doesn't have a crust. When you put it in the oven, it starts to bake, it has a crust, like a piece of kakash cake has a crust around and around. So we want at least the upper part to form a crust. You have to put it in early enough that the upper part forms a crust while it is still day. Now, I want to explain to you how their ovens worked. They would take the dough, and they would stick it onto the oven, the walls of the oven. So therefore, it would take some time for the outer part of the piece of dough to begin to crust. Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to put it up that early, but it's enough if you put it up early enough, kedei sheyikraim hatachtoin shela, that the bottom part, the one that's stuck to the oven, that part should begin to crust. Right? So try to imagine, I'm making a kakash cake, or I'm making bread, whatever it is. I put it up against the oven. First the sides crust. Which side crusts first? Obviously, the side that is away from the fire. So according to the first opinion, you have to put it in a little bit earlier to give time even for the outside side to begin to crust. And Rabbi Eliezer is makel, Rabbi Eliezer is lenient, and he says, no, it's enough if you put it in early enough that the part that's against the wall of the oven, or it's on the coals, begins to form that crust.